Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Sahira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. New Delhi advises Indian nationals in Iran to stay where they are in view of the rapidly evolving situation in the region. Tensions escalate in West Asia as US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy all power plants and bridges in Iran if Strait of Hormuz is not opened. Vietnam's Communist Party Secretary General Tu Lam unanimously elected by Parliament as country's president. And Indian boxers extend winning streak at Asian Championships. Six women and two men storm into finals in Ulaanbaatar. Now the news in detail. In view of the rapidly evolving situation in Iran, the Ministry of External Affairs has advised internationals to stay put, shelter in place, and avoid movement. It said any travel within Iran or to border crossings should be done only in close coordination with the Indian Embassy in Tehran and with explicit guidance. A report.
The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged citizens to remain where they are for the next 48 hours, avoid electric and military installations, stay off upper floors of multi-story buildings, and coordinate any highway movement strictly with the embassy. Those in embassy-hired hotels should stay indoors and maintain regular contact with on-site embassy teams. They are also advised to monitor official updates closely. The embassy can be contacted at +9891 2810 9115. +9891 2810 9109, +9891 2810 9102, +9899321793 59, or via email at cons.thran@mea.gov.in. Saklain Akhtar for World News.
Tensions across West Asia have risen sharply as Israel has intensified strikes on Iran. US President Donald Trump has warned that Iran's power plants and bridges could be destroyed if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz and agree to a new deal. Trump also threatened that the whole civilization will die tonight if Tehran does not allow traffic to fully resume in the strait, through which a fifth of the world's oil transits in peacetime. The warning comes after US-Israeli airstrikes hit two bridges, a train station, and Khurramabad International Airport in western Iran. Iranian officials have urged civilians, especially young people, to form human chains to protect power plants. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian said 14 million people, including himself, have volunteered to defend the country. Iran has fired on Israel and Saudi Arabia, prompting the temporary closure of a major bridge, raising fears of wider economic fallout. Officials involved in diplomatic efforts say that talks are ongoing, but Iran has rejected the latest US proposal. US Vice President J.D. Vance today said that negotiations were on with Iran, but he said the ball is in Iran's court now. During a press conference in Hungary's Budapest, he said US has largely achieved its military objectives in the West Asia conflict.
If the Iranians want to exact a certain amount of pain, the United States has the ability to exact much, much greater pain. Mentally, the ball is in the Iranians' court. Now, Iranians were not the fastest negotiators before the war started, and they are certainly not the fastest negotiators now. So we recognize there's some delay sometimes in transmitting messages from one person to another, but we feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative, from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response.
We have more from our West Asia correspondent.
The United States has now entered the latest phase of the conflict, carrying out strikes on military targets at Iran's Khag Island, a vital oil export hub that handles a significant portion of Iran's crude shipments. The attack has sent shockwaves through global energy markets, with oil prices surging past $115 a barrel amid fears of supply disruptions. President Donald Trump has issued fresh warning of devastating strikes on Iranian infrastructure if Tehran does not reopen the Strait of Hormuz by his deadline later tonight. The United States has also urged American citizens in Iraq to leave immediately, citing threats from Iran-backed militias and concerns that the conflict could expand into multiple fronts across West Asia. The development marks one of the most dangerous moments in the ongoing West Asia crisis, with multiple countries now directly or indirectly involved, and the risk of further escalation continue to grow. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Vietnam's Communist Party's Secretary General Thieu Lam was unanimously elected by Parliament as the country's president for a five-year term. The Parliament said that all 495 deputies present in today's National Assembly session endorsed the Communist Party's nomination, while five lawmakers were absent. The election of Thieu Lam as the president marks a shift in Vietnam's power structure, wherein the positions of party secretary and state president have traditionally been held by different people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mr. Lam on his election as the president of Vietnam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that under his leadership, the time-tested friendship between India and Vietnam will continue to grow from strength to strength. The Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working closely together to further deepen the comprehensive strategic partnership for the progress and prosperity of the people and the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today chaired a consultative committee meeting on India and Africa ties in New Delhi. The discussions covered the country's outreach to African countries, including trade and investment, lines of credit and grants, capacity building, especially in education and skilling, defense and cooperation in regional and multilateral fora. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his counterpart of St. Kitts and Nevis Dr. Denzel L. Douglas today inaugurated the High Commission of St. Kitts in Nevis in New Delhi. Speaking at the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the countries have maintained close and very friendly ties since the establishment of diplomatic relations between both the sides. He expressed confidence that the new resident mission would lead to the deepening of the partnership between the two countries. Foreign Minister of Bangladesh Khalilur Rahman, who is on a three-day visit to India, has arrived in New Delhi this evening. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Mr. Randhir Jaiswal, has welcomed Mr. Rahman. He said that India and Bangladesh share warm and historic ties anchored in strong people-to-people relations. Mr. Jaiswal stated that the visit of Mr. Rahman will further bolster India-Bangladesh partnership. On to sports now. India continued their impressive campaign at the Asian Boxing Championships 2026 with a total of 8 boxers, 6 women and 2 men, storming into the finals in Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia. Meenakshi and Jasmine led the charge in the women's semi-finals today, while Vishwanath, Suresh and Sachin added to the tally with strong performances in the men's category. In women's 48kg semi-final, Meenakshi registered a confident 4-1 victory over Thailand's Thipsa Chayodwari to seal her spot in the gold medal bout. Joining her in the final, Jasmine edged past Uzbekistan's Nigina Oktamova in a closely contested 3-2 decision in the 57kg category. In men's division, Vishwanath Suresh, 50kgs, delivered a dominant performance, outclassing Jordan's Huseifa Eshish with a unanimous 5-0 win to advance to the final. Sachin in 60kgs also impressed with a solid 4-1 victory over Thailand's Sakta Ruamtham in his semi-final clash. India will now look to convert these strong performances into gold as several boxers gear up for the finals. In the women's 48kg final, Meenakshi will face Mongolia's Nomondari Eng Amgalin. Jasmine is set to take on Thailand's Punravi Roenros in the 57kg title clash. Lalit bagged India's first medal of the 2026 Senior Asian Wrestling Championships today with a silver medal in the 55kgs Greco-Roman category at Bishkek in Kyrgyzstan. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. New Delhi advises Indian nationals in Iran to stay where they are in view of the rapidly evolving situation in the region. Tensions escalate in West Asia as US President Donald Trump threatens to destroy all power plants and bridges in Iran if Strait of Hormuz not opened. Vietnam's Communist Party Secretary General Thieu Lam unanimously elected by Parliament as country's president. And Indian boxers extend winning streak at Asian Championships. 6 women and 2 men storm into finals in Ulaanbaatar. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.